Hello.
Hi, what's going on?
We went to a fun show last night.
Oh my god. We saw Paul's variety show. It's called Varietopia. And it's just like, as I was going to sleep last night, I was just like, it's so fun to have a friend who's so good at what he does.
You were losing your shit.
He did a character. Paul's variety show is there's an orchestra and he sings some songs and then he brings out guests and they do improvisations together, and Paul has this like slate of characters that he does, and his name was Monsignor Damien something,
yeah.
Fern something, and it was like he was just like a pissed off Irish Catholic priest who was so disappointed in his congregation. And I don't know like what it hit in me, but it was like, it was one of those things where I was weeping from laughter, and I had to almost
like bark laughing. Everyone thought, I think you were trying to like hold it in, and everyone thought it was come out as like a loud singular sound. It was very funny.
He hit something essential. Like I don't want to totally deconstruct it, but it was something about like, hey, I'm here for the community, and the community keeps like fucking up this thing that I do in a way that's like so profound, and like fucking up my own life. Like anyway, it was just like, it was so good. And
then we got home and it was only like 8:30.
That's the other, like the one of the greatest things about Paul's variety show is it's like a tight like 70 minutes basically, which is how long movies should be. All movies should be 70 minutes long. I would go to movies with you all the time if they were an hour and 15 minutes.
You could just go twice, watch the first part, then go and watch the second part.
Yeah. We should get so rich that we can do the thing that celebrities do, which is like rent out the entire movie theater for like the day. See the first part, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, come back.
Is that what celebrities do?
I feel like that's how celebrities go broke, because like they reach that point of being a celebrity, they've got their money, and then
you just mean renting the theater, you don't mean that weird split of watching movies.
No, yeah, okay. Exactly, just like having to rent out the entire facility wherever they want to go. Paul's show was a 5 out of 5, I think, to me.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
What are you up to this week?
I feel weird because it's like I've got some stuff to write, but like, you know, sweeps week is over, and I just had a meeting. I had a meeting early this morning because my colleague is one of the colleague on the Apple show that I'm working on is in London, so we had to do an early meeting for like the last round of notes. Everything just feels like it's a little bit on ice and at a standstill. Like I'm waiting for people to get back to me in terms of whether or not they want to buy the show. I've got only the most modest of rewrites on the Apple show. So it's just like, we're either going to be totally shit out of luck at the end of this week, or there will be so much work that I'll never see anyone ever again.
So it's just the same situation as always.
It's the same. Isn't that sad?
Maybe not.
It's just the same situation as always.
Maybe that's not sad. Maybe that's fun.
Is it?
I don't know. It seems like when you get into it, you like working.
No, the work is... No, that's the thing. It's never a problem.
If someone's, like, paying you and you like the project, it's fun. Otherwise...
It's the best. Like, it's the best. Yeah. I just can't believe...
It's not butter?
I can't believe it's not butter. Do they still have that?
I don't know. I mean, Fabio's still alive.
Remember Fabio? Yeah, I can't believe it's not butter. Spray. Has he gone crazy? Or was he always crazy?
I don't know. I don't think anyone asked him questions for a long time.
I went down to a little bit of a rabbit hole because we had a drink before the show with Janie, who is Paul's wife, and we were talking about the Kate Middleton thing. And so then I was like, so you know, there's this whole, the whole theory currently is that Kate Middleton...
Let's just say there's a theory, but keep going.
There's a theory, but like, there is evidence pointing to the fact that William's been having this affair with their neighbor, this woman named Rose. And then I was like going down a rabbit hole on Rose, the affair woman. And she got married when she was in her mid-20s to some like much older, you know, marchioness or whatever the fuck it is. And he apparently has like a quote unquote, like weird relationship with a male friend of his that he goes and spends like long periods of time in France with, and I was just like, oh, it feels so old-fashioned, you know?
On a scale of 1 to 5, your personal enjoyment of just, like, the royal family as a concept.
A personal enjoyment?
Yeah.
It's like a disgusted 3.